Church leaders from across the globe will be gathering in Rome on Sunday for the opening mass of a synod on new evangelization for the transmission of the Christian faith. 262 synod fathers will be joined by several dozen experts, men and women, ordained and lay people, alongside representatives of other Christian churches and religious communities. The synod, which runs from Sunday the 7th to Sunday the 28th of October, will be marked by major celebrations for the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council, as well as by the canonization of seven new saints, men and women from past centuries who have exemplified this work of new evangelization in different countries and cultures. At the Vatican press office on Friday, the Secretary-General of the Synod of Bishops, Croatian Archbishop Nikola Eterovic, presented the aims and hopes of this 13th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops. I spoke to him afterwards to find out more.
I hope that all Synodal Fathers will be open to the Holy Spirit and they will be very attentive during these 3 weeks in union with the Holy Father, Benedict XVI, and in the presence of representative of episcopate of all five continents. That's very important for all the church, new evangelization for the transmission of the Christian faith. A very actual theme, because in our society, especially in the West, we realize that the process of transmission of the faith is difficult in our society, especially in the secularized world. So we will reflect, we will pray, and we will discuss what the Church should do in this situation to announce the joy of Christian faith.
Ecumenism is going to be a big focus of this synod, isn't it? A realization that the Catholic Church simply cannot confront this challenge of evangelization alone.
That's true. The Catholic Church is the biggest one in the world, but we need the ecumenical dialogue to make this announce of the good news on the world with the collaboration of the churches and Christian communities. We think especially at big churches and the Russian Orthodox Church, Romanian Orthodox Church, Serbian Orthodox Church, but even the Reformed community of Protestantism. So all together we should announce with new dynamism, with new energy, with new conviction, the joy of Jesus Christ still present in our world with the good news. Jesus Christ is a good news for the contemporary man.
The synod is looking ahead to new ways of announcing the faith, but it's very much also looking back to the years of the Vatican Council, isn't it?
Exactly. Thanks God we have a big tradition, we have a still very dynamical community in all the country, even in secular country. And that's important to start with this baggage from history. That's very important to purify our memory too and to make possible the conversion of each of us Christians to be authentic testimony of Jesus Christ and to announce with our life and necessary even with our word the Jesus and his good news in the contemporary world.
Archbishop Nikola Eterovic, Secretary General of the Synod of Bishops.